is in Barishal, in Purba,
East Bengal.
He is Pishima ki
auntie.
His aunt, auntie, Sarojbasini Pishima. She was the first
lady disciple
of Srila Prabhupada. She used to go each year in Navadvip Parikrama. So, in 1916, she took him to Navadvip Parikrama, and Prabhupada was very attracted. And at that time, he took Harinam, and later on, he took Diksha in 1918. At that time, he was admitted in Uttarpara, Kalikata,
College.
But he was so brilliant that at that time also he used to give classes on Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jivere Swarup Hai Nitya Krishna Das.
Krishna
Tatastha Sakti Hida Bhed Prakash. The teachers even did not knew the exact meaning. So he thought that what is the use of reading here? And he left and he joined Prabhupada mission. At that time in Mayapur he used to tell to us that once Sarojbasini Pishima and some other brahmacharis she went to Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. At that time he was sitting in a
rejected latrine of municipality.
So much bad
foul smell.
Smell used to come. But even he was there. Even magistrate and
police commissioner
came and they told that we will build you a good bhajan kuti. But he told that, oh, I am so sick that I cannot get up. But when this Pishima and Prabhupada Gurudev reached to his rejected
latrine of municipality,
Gurudev told that we are the Kripa Patra.
Recipient of
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, and we have come for your darshan. At once, Esu Baba, at once he told, come on. And he opened the door and he gave to darshan. Even he told that I am to our Gurudev that I am taking your whole life miseries
and obstacles,
sufferings and everything. You should preach the mission of your Gurudev.
This is my benediction.
My benediction. So Gurudev sometimes used to tell his mercy with weeping tears in eyes. First, we see the basement of bhakti is Guru Nishtha. If there is no Guru Nishtha, no bhajan, no bhakti. In our Gurudev, we have seen it was to high climax.
In full extent.
Once, at the time of Prabhupada, with a big Nagar Sankirtan, with elephants and other things, and Kirtan party.
Navadi Parikrama was going on.
More than 5,000 pilgrimage. He went to Prouha Mayatala at Naudeep town, and he was trying to, glorifying Shuddha Vaishnava Dharma. At once, the against party, Sahajiya, Smart Brahman, and others, they have become conspiracy to kill him at that place. So they began to throw soda water bottle and
stones
and so many things. At that time, everyone, all disciples, they
run
away here and there to save them. Only Prabhupada, our Gurudev, was alone there, and he requested Srila Prabhupada that you should give your sannyas at once and take my
white
brahmachari cloth. At that time he was Vinod Bihari Brahmachari in white dress. So there was no mean, so at least Prabhupada gave his sannyas order and everything to him, and he took the
white dress of Vinod Bihari Brahmachari.
And thus our Gurudev sent him in Mayapur again. After that,
police came.
We see that if anyone, Prabhupada has done any abhilasha,
desire,
he used to at once fulfill his desire, taking his life in his hand. Once the Sahajiyas of Saudi, they had written in their magazine that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada does not know Rasamayi Bhakti. He knows only Vaikunthamayi, Aishwaryamayi Bhakti. And thus he is preaching the same thing. On this, our Gurudev, he at once wrote an article in Hindi. He was at that time Mathura, and he told that really they don't follow Shuddha Bhakti Dharma. Even they went to court, but court decided towards our Guru Maharaj, and they beg pardon, and then anyhow they escaped. Once when he was in Mathura, in their magazine Nimbark Sampradaya, they wrote that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was disciple of Keshav Kashmiri. And hearing this, he became very furious and told me to have a paper and
pen.
And at once he wrote an article that there is no sampradaya, Nimbark sampradaya. Only Nimbaditya sampradaya. Because in any book of Jiva Goswami or Baladeva Vidyabhushan or any Vaishnava, there is no name of Nimbark. They filed a court suit, but there also they failed, and they filed a suit court in Medinapur, where he went with a high class of
lawyer.
And then they were bound, but they were bound to apologize. Prabhupada, after his
disappearance
from
this world,
Prabhupada gave three times
ordered in dream
that, even you have not taken sannyas, my whole preaching is
going to ruin.
In the end, in Kathua, at the time of
Vishwarupa Mahasaya,
he took sannyas from
Parampujyapad
Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. But as I have told in Prabhupada Yoga Maya, Prabhupada has given himself
his own prasadi sannyas vastra.
Danda, everything there. After taking sannyas, he began to preach. All the periodical and
monthly, yearly
magazines, like instead of Sri Gaudiya, he began to publish Sri Gaudiya Patrika,
Bhagavat Patrika,
Bhagavat, instead of Bhagavat, Bhagavat Patrika. He again abar punarjivit karle sannyas.
He restarted the sannyas order.
Huh?
Restarted
sannyas ashram. He gave Bhakti Vedanta Bhaman, Bhakti Vedanta Vikram, Bhakti Vedanta Narayan.
52. His first three sannyasis.
And then he began to publish Bhakti Granth like Chaitanya Charitamrit, the books of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and then he established math in Assam, so many places, Guwahati, and so many places. And then in Uttar Bharat, in
Northern India,
he established Math in Keshavji Gaudiya Math in Mathura, and from there monthly
magazine Sri
Bhagavat Patrika, and also some magazines in Assami
language
also. He preached to, each year he, in Kartik month, he used to go to South India or North India up to
Himalaya, Gangotri, Yamunotri. Kedarnath, Badrinath.
Kedarnath, Badrinath, in also Krishna Jikhane, Dechard.
Uta Prabhas, Uta Ukhane, Uttar Bharata,
na? No, Ukhane, ki bole?
Prabhas Chetra.
Are you Jagatar? Jekhane.
Dwarka.
Dwarka. And everywhere, and preach the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Prema Nande Hari Hari.
Yeah, I can speak something. No, sir, it's sunny. Colloidal silver is ready, and give one colloidal silver glass and the high design. Okay, Hare Krishna. So, what Gurudev has told, after that, I want to continue something. When our Param Gurudev established Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti in Calcutta, which you have heard from Srila Gurudev, I am repeating that. Srila Bhaktivinoda Sai Maharaj was also one the established member of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. When our Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Gosai Maharaj, established Mott in Navadvip, Sri Devananda Gaudiya Mott, once he was situated with his disciples, one of his godbrother came and told, "Oh Maharaj, the temple is very nice, mot is very nice, but there is no garden at all. One garden will be better." Then Parangudev told, "You not seen any garden? There are so many flowers blossoming here." Then his godbrother, "Where is the flowers?" Then he told, "Look, so many flowers are here blossoming." He indicated his disciples. "Look, they are live flowers. One day they will give the very nice smell to the whole world." What he predicted at that time, you can see nowadays from 1996, our beloved Gurudev is spreading the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our Guru Parampara, and he giving the nice smell to the whole world. At that time, when none can understand what Param Gurudev want to say, which he predicted at that time, it came into 1996. His own disciple is delivered his message to the whole world and giving nice smell to the whole world. He is living power. Once, we have heard from Gurudev that Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Gosai Maharaj established Mott in Mathura. And Param Gurudev used to say this is like a big railway junction. Whoever will come to Brajamandal to visit Brajamandal and do Brajamandal Parikrama, they first have to come in Mathura. So once my disciple of Prabhupada came there, and one of his Prabhupada disciple named Srila Hrishikesh Maharaj asked Param Gurudev that his jiva sarup is fixed or it will change according to association. There Param Pujyapad Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, our beloved Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Gosai Maharaj, and so many are there. And Prabhupada Vasudharma told, "No, the sarup of jiva is fixed. It never will be changed. Only it will manifest in association, not other than this thing." Then he looked towards our Param Gurudev and told, "Kesava is true or not?" Param told, "Yes, it is a fact. It is true. Only by just like Paramahansa give you example, like same the bank of Ganges, same gardener, same soil, same sunrise, same water. But if you planted different seeds, like mango seeds, jackfruits, palm and others, plum and other fruits, all the same garden, same environment, but trees will come different and give different fruits. In same way, Jiva's sarup is fixed, only by association it will manifest, it never will change. Then all became very happy. We have heard from this Śrīla Gurudev. Once, one Christian at the time India was ruled by British government, so one Christian visited India and he heard about Param Gurudev, that he is a great philosopher, and he told, why you are worshipping a black person? Then Param Gurudev replied immediate. Suppose that Param Gurudev knows that he wants to ask this question. Param Gurudev is so intelligent, he not delay even a second, he told, because black has no color. Black can include all each and every color inside him and make them black. So our worshipable deity is so powerful, anyone will come to him, he can include that deity or anyone inside him. So we are worshipping black color, means Krishna. Then he told, why you are worshipping white color, means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Asimati Radha Thakurani. Then Paramahansa replied, if you go to laboratory and you take same amount of different color and put in a wheel, and you can round the wheel very fast, you can see only white color, not other than this. This is the speciality of white color. So you are worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Radha Thakurani. Then he asked again to Param Gurudev, want to defeat Param Gurudev. Told, why you are worshipping a coward boy? Then Param began to smile and told, because coward boy is much more better than a shepherd. Because Jesus Christ, he used to graze the sheep, and our Krishna, he used to graze the cows. This cow is not an ordinary cow. They are the mantras of Vedas. So Krishna is nourishing the Vedas, but he could not understand. Then told, yes, which I heard about you, it is true that you are a great philosopher. We have heard another thing from Param Gurudev. Once there is a big seminar was going on in Calcutta. At that time, Prabhupada dressed our Param Gurudev and other devotees, like pant, shirt, coat, etc. And so many philosophers came from different part of the world, and on the way back, they are discussing, oh, he spoke so nice, so beautiful, some are telling so wonderful, some are telling so fantastic. Then our Param Gurudev, at that time was Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, he told that which you have learn from him, which heard from him, that which is very nice. He told that I thought that I am a great philosopher, I am very intelligent, but this is the problem for me. Although my mother tongue is English, I could not even understand one sentence properly. So how great philosopher is he? And using the English, all philosophical term, I could not understand. Gurudev heard, our Guru Bhargava heard from Param Gurudev, and we have heard from Śrīla Gurudev. So how greatest was our Param Gurudev? If you see towards our Gurudev or Śrīla Param Pujyavasa Trivikrama Maharaj or our Gurupad Padma, you can see how learned and how qualified are they. If they are so qualified, only one person can chant the whole world, then how qualified be their Gurudev Śrīla Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj? Seeing Gurudev, all of you understand and imagine how qualified, how intelligent, how great devotee he was. So now there is time, then Gurudev will take his other work, job, he have to take his bath and have to honor his prasad. Then we have to do Prabhupada, Paramahansa Arati and etc. So we are finishing here. Hare Krishna, Bancha Kalpata Rubhascha Kripasindu Bhai Vacha Patitanang Pavane Bho Vishna Vibho Namo Namaha.
What did you say about him? You told you have only 10 minutes, so I have to finish in 10 minutes. Tolu Nevada Malis.
Message?
Yes.
Outside?
I'm going to disconnect you. Huh? From the camera. Huh?
Right. 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 What?
It's still going now.
Still going now?
Mm. Mm.
Really? No, we should have put it in. Huh?
Jeeva? Huh?
No, I gave it. Huh? Washing machine. I gave
it.
Okay. You can stop it from there. I'm pulling it up. Okay. There you have it.
You then have to clean the bathtub.